Hey DBT crowd, how is everyone today? I sure hope y'all are well. Did you guys happen to notice your emotions these last 2 weeks? Do you remember talking about our lesson last time? We learned what our emotions can do for us and others. Today I'm going to go over what makes it so hard to regulate emotions. There are three major functions of emotions, and I will repeat them every week until you guys have them memorized. They motivate and organize us for action. They communicate to ourselves and they communicate to others. They do things for us. They can quickly communicate before words can. Remember discussing how facial expressions are hardwired into us? Ugh! My partner will catch me sometimes and say, "What's that face about?" And I hadn't registered that I'd even made a face. It literally sometimes can start arguments. We as humans are often unaware of our facial expressions and how they may impact others around us. So the first thing that makes it hard to regulate emotions is going to be biology. You remember talking about the biosocial theory of DBT? If not, it kind of just touches on the fact that some people are born more sensitive than others. Their brains are wired differently. And there isn't much we can do about our genetic makeup. Truth! So, things like hormone changes, you know, PMS for ladies, are some of the factors that impact biology and emotion regulation. Emotional intensity also varies across people. Ever had a thing that happened where you felt super upset about it, and another human you know didn't even register any emotion? It's like that. And vice versa. Perhaps you don't think something is a big deal, and yet your friend is about to lose their minds about an issue. We all experience our emotion so differently. High emotional intensity and sensitivity can get in the way of regulating emotions. They can also hinder using already learned skills. The next thing that gets in the way is actually lacking the emotion regulation skills themselves. Not having the skill is very different from not having motivation. When you don't have a skill, you actually don't know how to change or regulate your emotions and the emotion-related actions. And you may also not know how to get yourself regulated enough to even want to lower their intensity of the emotion they are having. Say what? For real. I have done this before. I've let my emotion escalate so much it was ineffective all around. Skills and their use are frequently situation dependent. For example, a person can have skills in one set of situations, or in one mood, or in one frame of mind, and not another. Isn't that insane? The next thing that makes it hard would be reinforcing consequences of emotional behaviors. What? For real, huh? As discussed previously, emotions have three major functions, remember? They motivate and organize us for action. They communicate to others and communicate to ourselves. The next thing that makes it tough to regulate emotions are reinforcing consequences of emotional behavior. Again, say what? We just learned that emotions have the functions, reasons for existing, and no, they don't exist solely to make anyone miserable, I promise, although it would maybe seem as such at times. When the functions of emotions are reinforced, strengthened, supported, and encouraged in a situation, it can be super difficult to change these emotions. Think of this. If people only listen to you and help you when you get very sad and depressed and cry a lot, it will be very hard for you to stop being sad. So, pop quiz time. What emotion is being reinforced in this example? If you guessed sadness, you get a gold star. Also, how is it being reinforced? Excuse me. Think about that. Now that we discussed interpersonal effectiveness and you learned about reinforcement and such, okay, so it's being reinforced by going to the person that's sad, right? All right, so the next thing on the list, moodiness. emotional overload and those pesky emotional myths can and do get in the way, unfortunately. Moodiness and lack of energy can interfere with your willingness to do the work that emotion regulation takes. You may have the capability, but it may be interfered with by your current mood. Remember talking about being overwhelmed? Perhaps you're too emotional to get into wise mind to figure out what to do. There may be troublesome worries like, oh, why did I do that? Or, oh no, what will I do? Those things will get started and trick your brain into thinking there's actually an answer to the worries. Spoiler alert, there isn't. Lastly, the pesky myths. Faulty beliefs about emotions and the value of expressing your emotions and the ease of recognizing and controlling emotions. Because guess what? Myths do not resonate with your experience of your own emotion. Meaning when you have had the emotion, the myth of, oh, say people who cry are weak, and you know you're not weak, doesn't pan out. Things like that. All right. This week I want you to notice what gets in your way of regulating your emotion, and believe me, I know some of you all have really creative ways of getting yourselves peeled off the ceiling, so to speak. So just notice what stands in your way of wanting to regulate and take note. It's helpful to know what some of the things are that get in your own way of having a more effective life in general. So that's it, folks, for this week. We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining me on the podcast of DBT Weekly. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always reach me at uofudbt@gmail.com. And I always look forward to hearing from everybody. So thanks for listening, and I hope everyone has a safe holiday.